The believers who gather at Sovereign Grace Chapel invite you to listen to a gospel message by one of their pastors, Joe Galusik and Walter Pendleton. This week's message is by Walter Pendleton. Visit us on the website at www.sgchapel.com. Again, that is www.sgchapel.com. Men preach what they think is best. There is nothing to preach better than or other than Jesus Christ the Lord. Now this week's message.
Daniel chapter 4, verses 28 through 37 is my text this morning. But before I read the text, here's the background to Daniel chapter 4, verses 28 through 37. In Daniel chapter 4, we have the account of the powerful and proud king of Babylon, specifically of Nebuchadnezzar's dream of a strong and tall, magnificent tree. And in this dream, this proud king sees a watcher and a holy one descend from heaven with a cry to chop down this strong and tall, magnificent tree and shred its branches and its leaves and its fruit, leaving only the stump to be wet with the dew of heaven. Thus we read Nebuchadnezzar recounting to Daniel the summary of that of the dream that he had, and we read that in chapter 4, verses 15 through 18. And listen to what it says. Nevertheless, leave the stump of his roots in the earth, even with a band of iron and brass, in the tender grass of the field, and let it be wet with the dew of heaven, and let his portion be with the beasts in the grass of the earth. Let his heart be changed from man's, and let a beast's heart be given unto him, and let seven times pass over him. This matter is by the decree of the watchers, and the demand by the word of the holy ones, to the intent that the living may know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men, and giveth it to whomsoever he will, and setteth it up over the basis of men. This dream I, King Nebuchadnezzar, have seen. Now thou, O Belteshazzar, that's Daniel he's talking to, declare this interpretation thereof, for as much as all the wise men of my kingdom and art not able to make known unto me the interpretation, but thou art able, for the spirit of the holy gods is in thee. So this was Nebuchadnezzar recounting to Daniel the dream that he had had about this tree and this tree being cut down. Here we see the proud king trying to even attribute this dream to his polytheistic gods. He tries to attribute to them the authority that is in the purpose and power of the only true and living God of heaven alone. And Daniel then informs this proud king that the dream is about him. That's what it's what Daniel told Nebuchadnezzar. This dream's about you, and that Nebuchadnezzar should repent. He gave him sound counsel. We read that in chapter 4 and verse 27. Daniel says this to Nebuchadnezzar, "Well, wherefore, O king, let my counsel be acceptable unto thee, and break off thy sins by righteousness, and thine iniquities by shewing mercy to the poor, if it may be a lengthening of thy tranquility." Now, that's the background to my text for this morning. And now let me read my text for this morning. We read it here in verse 28. All this came upon the king Nebuchadnezzar, and at the end of 12 months, think about this, 12 months. And at the end of 12 months, he walked in the palace of the kingdom of Babylon. The king spake and said, "Is not this great Babylon that I have built for the house of the kingdom by the might of my power and for the honor of my majesty?" You see the pride still in this man? Even after he had this troubling dream that all of the magicians and the soothsayers of Babylon couldn't interpret for him. Daniel interpreted it and warned him that it was him, this tree that would be cut down to the root. And he warned him to repent and to turn. And yet, even after 12 months, this proud king is still walking in his pride. And let's read on, verse 31. While the word was in the king's mouth, do you see that? While the word was in the king's mouth, there fell a voice from heaven saying, O King Nebuchadnezzar, to thee it is spoken, the kingdom is departed from thee, and they shall drive thee from men, and thy dwelling shall be with the beasts of the field. They shall make thee to eat grass as oxen, and seven times shall pass over thee, until thou knowest that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men, and giveth it to whomsoever he will. The same hour was this thing fulfilled upon Nebuchadnezzar, as he was driven from men, and did eat grass as oxen, and his body was wet with the dew of heaven, till his hairs were grown like eagle's feathers, and his nails like bird's claws. And at the end of the days, I, Nebuchadnezzar, lifted up my eyes unto heaven, and my understanding returned unto me, and I blessed the Most High, and I praised and honored him that liveth forever, whose dominion is an everlasting dominion, and his kingdom is from generation to generation. And all the inhabitants of the earth are reputed as nothing, and he doeth according to his will in the army of heaven and among the inhabitants of the earth, and none can stay his hand or say unto him, What doest thou? At the same time my reason returned unto me, and for the glory of my kingdom, mine honor and my brightness returned unto me, and my counselors and my lords sought unto me, and I was established in my kingdom, and excellent majesty was added unto me. Now I, Nebuchadnezzar, you see it, praise and extol and honor the King of heaven, all whose works are truth, and his ways judgment. You see that? Now, this is this morning's text, but now let me read the subject for this morning's text, and listen to the last few words of Nebuchadnezzar here in verse 37. This is what Nebuchadnezzar said. This is what Nebuchadnezzar was brought to realize through this mighty act of God upon this proud rebel in bringing him down. And he stated these words, And those that walk in pride, he that is the God of heaven and earth, he is able to abase. Do you see what this proud rebel was brought to see by experience? And those that walk in pride, he is able to abase. Now, let no person think that they have the God of heaven and earth, the God of Israel, the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let no person think that they have this God's back up against the wall. Or as we are prone to say in this day and use the phrase, let no one think that they have this God over a barrel. God is not the God that is the God of heaven and earth. God is not waiting with bated breath to see if you will let him have his way. There's even a so-called gospel song, Let Him Have His Way With Thee. I'm here to declare unto everyone that hears my voice this morning that God Almighty, the God of heaven and earth, the God of Israel, the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, he is having his way with you. I say to every proud rebel, every person who lives or even thinks that their will binds the will of the God of heaven and earth, I say unto you with all of the compassion, all the compassion that I have, that you are dangerously wrong. I want to give you a couple things. Now think about this morning. If you care anything about your soul, no matter what your pride may be, no matter how proud and puffed up you may be, no matter how much you think you understand about yourself, let me give you just a few things about this God that is the God of heaven and earth, that is the God of Israel, the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Listen to me this morning. The breath with which you on occasion may even curse the very God of heaven, the breath with which you curse God is his to give or to deny. You hear me? The very breath with which you on occasion, maybe on multiple occasion, the very breath with which you curse God is his to give or to deny. You see, according to the scripture, It teaches this quite plainly. It teaches this to whether we are obedient or disobedient, whether we are believers or whether we are unbelievers, whether we are one of the elect of God or whether we are reprobate. The scripture is clear. In him, that is in this God, we live, and we move, and we have our being. James is quite clear when men say, well, I'll do this tomorrow, or I'll do that tomorrow. We say this in our pride and our rebellion against God. When we do this or that tomorrow, James says we should say, if the Lord will, we shall live and do this or that thing tomorrow. So again, I say that the very breath with which you curse God is his to give or to deny. I say to you, take a breath. Take a good, deep, deep breath and hold on to that breath. And as you do, that's all you have. God gives you no promise of the next one or the next one. It's in his almighty sovereign hands. Now here's number two, your will. Now listen to me this morning. Your will, in which you so madly boast, and oh, listen to me, thousands upon thousands, even many who profess to be Christians, even many who profess to be believers in the Christ of God, they madly boast in their will and the glory of their will. But listen to me, your will, in which you so madly boast, is less than a wingless fly before God, there to be crushed at his sovereign will. According to the scripture, the king's heart. And if the king's heart, if it's true of the king's heart, it's certainly true of all others as well. The king's heart is in the Lord's hand. He turneth it whithersoever he will. We also read by the Apostle Paul in Romans chapter 9 that God is the potter and we are the clay, and he has the right and the might. He is able. He takes of the same lump, of one lump, and he makes one vessel unto honor and another vessel unto dishonor. Oh, listen to me this morning. Again, I tell you, the breath, the very breath with which you curse God is his to give unto you or to deny unto you. And your will, that will in which you boast so often, which you madly boast, is again, I say, less than a wingless fly, there to be crushed by God or sustained by God as he sees fit. Now, there's number three. Listen to me. Your mind, the very mind with which you imagine your vain immoralities, or your mind, maybe you don't see yourself as a vainly immoral person. I understand that. I understand you don't see that, but your mind with which you imagine your vain religious opinions, or your mind with which you imagine your vain moralities and your vain self-righteousnesses, that mind is sustained or taken away at God's will as he pleases. Listen to what the scripture says concerning Jesus Christ. I have a passage here, Colossians chapter 1. And Paul here writing to the church at Colossae. And he says these words about Jesus Christ. Listen to it. Colossians chapter 1, verse 16. For by him, that's Jesus Christ, he is none other than this God of heaven. He is none other than the God of Israel. And he is none other than the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the God of heaven himself, God manifest in the flesh. For by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible or invisible, whether we see them with the natural eye or not, visible or invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him. But now listen to what else it says. Verse 17 of Colossians 1. And he is before, that's he comes in front of all things, and he is before all things. And by him all things consist. That is, by Him, by Jesus Christ Himself, by the very Son of God the Father, by Him all things consist, or that is, they are held together. So again, I say to every proud rebel, every person who lives or even thinks that their will and their way binds the God of heaven, I'm saying to you that you are dangerously wrong, because your breath, it's His to give or deny. The very mouth with which you use to often put down His Son, the mouth with which you use to often swear against or mock against the gospel, His gospel, the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ and His free and sovereign mercy, that mouth and that breath is God's to give or deny. And your will, the very will in which men so often madly boast, is in God Almighty's sovereign hand. God Almighty, this God, listen to what Nebuchadnezzar said. And those that walk in pride, He is able to abase. Oh, think about it. This man was not reading from the Bible. This man had experienced by this great conflict that was wrought upon him by God, him walking in his own pride, God having warned him in a dream. And in that now he realizes by experience that this God of heaven is able to do as He pleases. Think about it. He says, this is what He said, and all the inhabitants of the earth are reputed as nothing, and He doeth according to His will in the army of heaven. Oh yes, no doubt in the army of heaven, but also among the inhabitants of the earth. And none can stay His hand or say unto Him, what doest thou? And thus He comes to this conclusion. And those that walk in pride, He is able to abase. Therefore, I say this to every proud rebel this morning. Hear these words. Hear these words. Where you live, where you work, where you play, what you have, what you do not have, what you have strength to love, what you have strength to hate, what your very devotions are set upon, or what your very devotions are set against. No matter what it is in this world, no matter what you have in this world or what you don't have in this world, this is all in God's hands to give to you, or to deny to you, or to remove from you, as my God sees fit. You see, this man, this proud rebel, this proud King Nebuchadnezzar, God Almighty brought him by experience to see this, to be bowed under it, and in turn thus to bow under it. Oh, may it be that God Almighty, even this very day, will break your pride and crush it at the very feet of the Lord Jesus Christ and bow you down to Him. Because in truth, here is the fifth thing I want to give you this morning. Remember, first of all, your breath, the very breath with which you curse God, your very tongue, your very mouth, God Almighty gave you this, and it's His to give or to deny from you. And your will, the will that so many boast about, it, it's in His hands. It's in His hands. His will is supreme, not our will, not my will, not your will, not Nebuchadnezzar's will, not Daniel's will, not any man's will, but the will of God Almighty. His will is supreme. And your mind, and my mind, even the mind with which we imagine the vain thoughts, or whether it be immoral thoughts, or whether it be religious opinions, or whether it be moral and self-righteous opinions, that mind is sustained by God Almighty, and He'll take it away as He pleases. He'll change it as He pleases, according to His good sovereign pleasure. And last of all, where we live, where you live, where I live, where you work and where you play, what you have, what you don't have, what you love, what you hate, all of this is in God's hands. It's His to give to you or to deny from you. It's His to give to you or to take away from you or to remove from you as He sees fit. But here's the last thing. And oh, I pray that God Almighty give you ears to hear and eyes to see this morning. And the reason is that He must do it. We in our natural state are just like Nebuchadnezzar, so proud. And whatever it is that we think we're over, whatever station in life we think we have, we brag about ourselves, just like Nebuchadnezzar did. We brag about what we've done and what we have accomplished. But here's my fifth point this morning. To every proud rebel, hear these words. Your pride is no obstacle. You hear me now? Your pride is no obstacle to the God of heaven and earth, since He is able. Do you see that? This is not as to whether or not God is able. This question of pseudo-Christianity that God wants to do this but can't because you won't let Him, that's a false God. That's a God of men's imaginations. He is not the God of heaven and earth. He is an image, an imagination, something wrought in the imaginations of false Christianity. Your pride, my pride, is no obstacle to the God of heaven and earth. Because since He is able, then He will crush your pride. And He will bow you before the feet of His Son, Jesus Christ, as your Lord. And He will do it in one of two ways. He will do it in compassion and in mercy and in grace. Yea, free, sovereign reigning mercy and grace and compassion. And He will bow you before Jesus Christ in faith and love toward Him, to where you will bow down in willing, conscientious subjection before Jesus Christ. Or He will leave you in your pride. He is able to abase. Those that walk in pride, He's able. So it's not a matter of His ability. It's a matter of His will. It's a matter of whether He wants to do so or not. If He wants to bring you down, He'll bring you down. If He wants to exalt you in Christ Jesus, He'll exalt you in Christ Jesus. So He is able to crush your pride. And He's able to bow you before the feet of Christ, either in faith and love toward Christ, or He will leave you in your pride, to die in your pride. And then He will bow you before His Son at the great white throne, only to be bound and cast into the lake of fire in full, absolute justice. According to Revelations chapter 20, we see that the books will be opened and men there will be judged according to their works. And God Almighty will in absolute full justice bow men to the authority of His person and work in Jesus Christ. I warn you, just as Daniel warned proud Nebuchadnezzar in his day, I warn you, bow down, you proud rebel. Bow down before God. Abase yourself now. Bow before the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ. But I say unto you also that even if you find it not within yourself to bow down to Christ, that He, those that walk in pride, this God is, those that walk in pride, He is able to abase. Do you see it? At the same time, my reason returned to me, and for the glory of my kingdom, mine honor, my brightness returned to me, my counselors, my Lord saw unto me, and I was established in my kingdom. An excellent majesty was added unto me. Now I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise and extol and honor the King of heaven, all whose works are truth and His ways judgment. And those that walk in pride, He is able to obey. So again, listen to my words. You do not have the God of heaven's back up against the wall. You do not have the God of heaven and earth. You do not have Him over a barrel. He's not waiting on you to act. God Almighty, at all times and in all things, is doing amongst the armies of heaven and amongst the inhabitants of the earth. He is doing according to His will. He is having his way with you, and he will either bow you to the authority of the person and work of his Son, that which his Son did in his condescension to this earth to come and to save his people from their sins, and he will bow you to that in sovereign grace and mercy and compassion, or he may leave you unto yourself to harden you against those very things, to harden you in your rebellion, to cause you to continue in your rebellion and your pride, only to die when he snatches your last breath from you and takes it from you and your body rots in the grave. And then, even then, you will stand before him one day and you will bow before the authority of Jesus Christ, only to hear your final, full, absolute justice declared unto you, wherein he may even declare unto you, depart from me, you worker of iniquity, I never knew you. So remember, your breath, it's God's breath. Your will, it is subjugated to God Almighty's will. Your mind, it's in his hand. He took Nebuchadnezzar's mind. He caused this man to become stark raving mad. Why? It's his business, and he can do so toward your blessing, or he can do so toward your condemnation. It is in his sovereign will, and in his sovereign purpose, and in his sovereign power to do so. You and I are in the hands of this God, and he will either bow you in this world to the person of his Son, Jesus Christ, in faith and love, or he will leave you to yourself, maybe even to harden you, and you to see your full judgment in the day to come.
This broadcast is supported by the believers who gather at Sovereign Grace Chapel. We meet every Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. Sovereign Grace Chapel is located in Crow, West Virginia, just off Country Club Drive on Annabelle Lane, just north of Little Beaver State Park. Our web address is www.sgchapel.com. Again, that's www.sgchapel.com. Our mailing address is Sovereign Grace Chapel, P.O. Box 15 in Kellysville, West Virginia 24732. Again, that's Sovereign Grace Chapel, P.O. Box 15, Kellysville, West Virginia 24732. Come hear Christ preached.